And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is, how is the quality of your life? This is an essential question for you to ask yourself. What is the quality of the minutes and hours and days and years of your life? How would you describe the quality? Is it pressured, rushed, unsatisfying? Is it rich, wholehearted, free? What is it you would like in your life experience? We ask you to reflect on this and take time to consider your human life. It is for a period of time, as you all know, you are here, and then you are not here in this human lifetime for you now. So what is it that you would like in this lifetime? And it is not about accumulating wealth or status or position, any of those human-based, quote, achievements that this culture weighs as valuable. Those things are fleeting and false. We are asking you to consider the quality of your life inside of you, your own real estate, your own territory. What is the quality of your thoughts, your thinking, your mindset, your emotions, all that is within you? This is what we are talking about now. It is a reminder to you that your quality of life is not about things outside of you. It's not about material things. It is about the satisfaction, the contentment, the love, the nourishing, the nurturing that you feel within. And yes, certainly, as you are living your life and taking on challenges and the unknown, and you are staying at your central core and stepping up to bat is the way to say it, and taking the swing and the swing again and agreeing to step up to the plate with these challenges. And as you feel and observe that goodness is the result of these actions, this is satisfying. This gives you a sense of wholeness, of doing the work that you are intended to do in this lifetime, according to God and to your spirit. Your spirit requested this lifetime for you and for its own evolution. And there are particular lessons and opportunities for you in this lifetime, in this very lifetime. We ask you to tune into your spirit and to ask the question of your spirit, what is on your list for me to do in this lifetime? Why am I having a life now? What are the life lessons for me to learn. How can I have this life so that you, my spirit, can continue on and not repeat past errors, omissions, denials? It is all about growing and moving forward. So we ask you in this week to consider the quality of your life. Are you happy with it? As you are honest with yourself, you will see the areas where you are investing more of your life force than you would like, because that investment and the return on that investment is not golden. What you are looking for is to have a life that is golden, that is about staying true to yourself, to your spirit, to God, to life itself. We see this will be an interesting week for you as you do this, and we ask you again to be very honest with yourself as you are in reflection. Do not allow any judgment or criticism or fear to come in. Stay neutral, ask the question, observe the larger landscape, and you will learn much about yourself and also about ways that you would like to turn the wheel a bit and to come back on track in alignment with God and with your spirit. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.